Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland, and I bid you welcome to this program. We're going to have a real good show today. We're going to talk about some items in the news. I'm going to tell you about my new book, and I'm going to talk about meditation. Are you stressed out? Are you having issues with your kids or your partner? Well, listen into this program because I can help you. I've been at this now for 22 years. I'm a very special pastor. I don't have a church. Well, you could say that I sort of have a church. My church is my radio program. And, of course, my website. And we call it Talk to a Pastor because I'm talking to you heart to heart right now. And at my website, you can actually chat with me there. You have a question that you'd like to ask me, and you can, of course, send me an email with a question. Let's get right to the news. First piece of news that comes to my attention is an article in the New York Times. It says, mired in debt, states pursue web gambling. Mired in debt, states pursue web gambling. It has been more than four decades since states began putting numbers out, numbers runners out of business by starting their own legal lotteries. Well, states are involved in lotteries, ladies and gentlemen, which is nothing more than gambling. And now they're even looking at, what's the next thing they're going to have? State-sponsored casinos? Don't be surprised. My comment, it's a terrible idea. You see, it says in the Bible that we are to live by faith. In fact, Paul says, all that is not of faith is sin. All that is not of faith is sin. Don't you sense that there's something wrong with worry? Something wrong with doubting? In fact, if you have doubts and fears and worries and anxieties, you sense something wrong with them. You don't enjoy having doubts. You don't enjoy having fears. You don't enjoy having anxieties. Well, what are those but the evidence in the flesh, the evidence in our mind, in our flesh, of a lack of faith? See, a lack of faith. And so, if a person has faith, they're not going to be gambling. A person who has faith will be what? Well, we'll be calling upon God, of course. Perhaps starting a business, saving money, etc. That's faith, see? Or at least it is leaning toward faith. Maybe a person doesn't have a lot of faith. They save money and start a business. They may not have a lot of faith, but at least they're, that's not too far away. But when a person throws in the towel and relies upon the laws of chance, it is not good to live by chance, ladies and gentlemen. The laws of chance. You don't want to live by the laws of chance. You want to live by faith. Protection in faith. See? A protection in faith. What would you rather have, a guardian angel or live by the laws of chance? Well, it's pretty obvious. I'd rather live by faith, ladies and gentlemen. So, it's a terrible idea. It's not good, but it just shows how we are deteriorating as a country. Next article, new insights into aging brains. Study links 24% of intelligence changes over a person's life to genetic factors. Well, see, that's what they're trying to say, that everything is genetic. See? Everything is genetics, what they're saying. I'll comment upon it after this announcement. Please listen to this important announcement. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. I'll be right back. Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there is a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can talk to me in a couple of different ways. First of all, we have for a set fee, you can talk to me for 15 minutes, half an hour, by Skype, by phone, or live chat. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, in the convenience of your home, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to drive anywhere, right from the convenience of your home or office, then go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. www.mypastorchat.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed. If you have a question that you'd like to ask a priest, you can come to my website. Let me give you a better address than the one that was stated there. Better address is talktoapastoronline.blogspot.com. That's a better one. talktoapastoronline.blogspot.com, or just Google my name and talk to a pastor, and you'll find me. You'll find it. Yes, indeed. There you can ask me a quick Bible question for free. Yes, you can ask you can text. You know, you can click on the chat button and then chat with me and ask a Bible question for free. Now, if you have an issue that would be good for pastoral counseling or feedback from a pastor or spiritual counseling, spiritual coaching, pastoral coaching, you know what I mean? If you want to talk to a pastor, let's keep it all simple. You want to talk to a pastor and you have an issue, then you can also do that there. You just click on the chat button and talk to me. And we do ask for a donation afterwards. A donation afterwards, so you can chat with me a little bit. You can briefly state your issue. I can ask you some questions about it, and we can explore it a little bit and decide whether it's something that seems appropriate for pastoral coaching, mentoring, or pastoral counseling. If it is, then if it's appropriate, I'll give you an answer and perhaps some resources, maybe even a free ebook. I give a lot of stuff away. And then if you're happy with the answer that you got, well, then you can make a little donation. That's all. It's very simple. It's what could be simpler and more beautiful than that? Nothing. Nothing could be simpler and more beautiful than that. I help you, and then you help me. And, you know, I'm not asking for, $100 an hour or huge anything. Just a little donation, a little something to help me stay on the air and stay on the Internet. Very beautiful. Now let's continue with the news. Yes, the article here, the Wall Street Journal, it's an article called New Insight into Aging Brains. Well, see, first they said that alcoholism. They said, first of all, now alcoholism. First they said it was, they properly said that it was due to people who are angry and so forth, you know. Okay, but then what do? Then they said it's a disease. Well, alcoholism is a disease, so that makes the person immediately not culpable. It makes them, they can wash their hands up and say, well, I can't help myself. See, it's a cop-out. So they say it's a disease. And then the next thing they go to the next lower level and they say, well, it's genetic. See? Oh, no, and then the next thing was they said, well, it's chemicals. It's a brain imbalance. You have an imbalance in your brain chemicals. That's why you drink too much. See, they don't talk about you're resentful. Person is resentful, angry, full of hate, full of hostility. See, they're not living their life properly. Feel sorry for themselves and full of negativity and hatred. Hate their wife, hate their husband. See, they hated their parents. That's the cause of it right there. It begins with hatred of parents. That's the cause of juvenile delinquency, drug addiction, alcoholism. It starts right there. Hatred of parents, resentment of parents. But, see, but what happens? Well, they say it's a disease, and then they say when that doesn't satisfy people, see, then they say, well, it's brain chemicals, and when that doesn't work, they say, well, it's just genetic. You inherited it. See, how they let people off the hook. It'd be much better for someone to say, look, I resented my dad. My dad wasn't there for me. I resented him. I hated my mom. She was yelling at me, and she was bossy, and she hated my dad, and I hated my parents. See, and I went out in the world, and I saw people that were doing better than me, and they were prettier than me, and handsomer than me, and so forth, and I hated them. See? Then I started drinking. Well, okay, now that's honest. At least that person is being honest. Okay, next article in the news. It's an article called Unplugged, More Turning to Digital Detox for a Healthier Lifestyle. Oh, it's an article by Anne Sarpatine, Scripps Howard News Service. Digital detox. Yes, indeed. Digital detox. In other words, people are becoming unplugged. They're turning off the computer. They're not going on Facebook. They're turning off the cell phone. They're turning off their BlackBerry. And they're just living, you know, reading a book, going for a walk, working. Sounds like a good idea to me. Same thing. Here somebody wrote a book called Simplicity Parenting, Using the Extraordinary Power of Less to Raise Calmer, Happier, and More Secure Kids. Yes, that's what I've always said. Less, not more. Less. Less, not more. Less technology, see? Less excitement. Less activities. Less socialization. Less. Less school. Less homework. Kids do a lot better. In fact, there was a nice man, a very famous man in the field of education who wrote a book, Better Late Than Never. I can't think of his name right now, but he wrote a book called Better Late Than Never. Starting school later rather than earlier. Kids do better. Anyway, it says here, somebody with the Kaiser Family Foundation shows that the average child in the United States between ages 8 and 18 now watches more than 7.5 hours of entertainment media per day. That, my friends, is ridiculous. Where are the parents? Where are the parents? Where are the parents' values? Where are the parents? Where is their vigilance, their intelligence, their wisdom, their common sense? So you can't blame the kids. Where are the parents? Where are the parents? Yes, indeed. Unplugged, that's good. And while we're at it, let me find another article for you right here. There was a nice lady named Anna Chua who wrote a book about Tiger, what do they call her? Tiger Mom? Remember that? Tiger Mom? And so when her kids were little, there was no sleepovers, which I agree with. That's a terrible idea. Terrible idea. No sleepovers, no cell phones, no video games. See? Anyway, now she's saying that her kids are now grown and they're in college. She doesn't have to worry about them at all, because they have discipline. I shall be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. Pastor Roland is my name, and I am here to offer some common sense Christianity. So, when kids are little, you know, no video games. There's plenty of other things to do, like reading books, for example. Lots of wonderful activities going for out into the park and hiking and going to the museum, all kinds of wonderful things to do. Okay, another article here. Mexico drug war bloodies area thought safe. Oh dear. It's from the New York Times. Well, what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? What's going on now? Can you explain to me why? You know, the Mexican people, a wonderful people. I have had so many wonderful friends and colleagues from Mexico over the years. See, I used to work for the center, for the railroads. For many years, I worked for the railroads. And I used to investigate accidents. So I met many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful men and ladies who had actually come from Mexico and went to work for the railroad. Legally, nice people, wonderful people. Why is it that they are ruled? Why is it their government is so corrupt? And why are they now finding themselves subject to drug gangs? Why is that? Have you ever wondered, when you look around, have you ever, for example, met people from other countries? And they are so nice. You meet them and they are so nice. So gentle, so innocent, so sweet, and you wonder, why is their government so awful? Well, I'll pose the question, ladies and gentlemen, and I will leave it. You know, it's like around the world, people look at the United States. They like Americans. People have always liked America. They liked, what do they like? They like Levi's blue jeans. They liked boys. See? They liked movies, Hollywood movies. People still do. They still like blue jeans. They still like our technology. They like our movies. They like our music. They like us. They like us. But they wonder about our government. So now the shoe is on the other foot. I will leave that for you to think about, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say something that give you a little hint. It has to do with who is your God? Who are you committed to? Who are you committed to 100%? See, when you say the Lord's Prayer, when you say, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, when you're saying, Lord, what's the word that they sometimes use, Maranatha or Maranatha? It means, come Lord, come quickly. See, when you say that, do you really mean it? Do you really want Jesus to come back? Are you ready for him to come back? See? Or do you still have some personal things that you that are more important to you, and if he came back, it would spoil it? You know? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think I've made my point. I shall be back after this announcement. This is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. You can find my website at www.commonsensecounseling.org. commonsensecounseling.org. Now, one of the things that I help people with is stress. See, I understand stress. I understand all about stress. And most of us need help. And that's what my meditation is for. I have a wonderful little meditation. It's a mindfulness meditation. Very simple mindfulness meditation. It helps you get centered and de-stress. Now, I have to say that my meditation is different, better than other meditations. See, most meditations are just more of the same. See, our problem now is we get lost in our imagination, so they encourage you to visualize. Or they encourage you to chant or to repeat something. It's hypnotic. Or to stare at some symbol or some mandala. It's hypnotic. See? The problem that we have is hypnosis. See, we become subject to. Have you ever seen someone who's hypnotized on a stage, how they become subject to the hypnotist? You marvel at it, don't you? You wonder about that. It's amazing. It's far out. It's interesting for sure. Well, have you ever thought that the reason why you're all stressed out, why you get upset about this and angry about that and irritated about this and nervous about that and worried about this and angry about that, have you ever thought about it? You're subject to the environment. You are subject to the environment. Could it be that you're hypnotized, that you are in a hypnotic trance, and that's why you're subject to everything? And how about authorities? Does your heart thump when an authority approaches? See, do you become weak-kneed? And well, how about when you have to speak up to your mom or speak up to some authority or to some your school's teacher, your child's teacher? Or do you get all tongue-tied and nervous and fearful and sweaty? Because you're subject to authorities. You originally became hypnotically subject to authorities early in your life, and now it's just handed from one to the next. People who look like your mom or your school teacher or look like the molester or look like your dad or look like the guy, the bully that beat you up, or your uncle that was cruel, or some student in school that put you down and teased you. See, you go through life and people are lookalikes. They look like that person or act like that person or talk like that person. Something about them reminds you of that person and you become subject to them. See, you might even do what they tell you to do. All they have to do is apply a little pressure. How about a salesperson? All he has to do is apply a little pressure. Or some rotten boy, a man that you meet. He applies a little pressure and then you give in. Have you ever wondered why? Or you keep going out with the same type of guy, somebody that's just like your dad? Or you keep making the wrong choices? It's hypnosis. Okay? So that's why you need my meditation. So if you get a meditation that has you to become subject to a mandala or subject to chanting or subject to some visualization or so on and so forth, well, maybe it's nice. It's better to be subject to a nice image of a beautiful scene or pond that you're imagining yourself at a nice pond. Maybe that's better than being subject to something scary, but it's still the same thing. What you want is to think outside the box. You don't want to be hypnotized anymore. You want to wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. That's why you need to go to commonsensecounseling.org and check out our meditation.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
We have a brand new customer service toll-free number if you'd like to call to ask about pastoral counseling. If you'd like to talk to me, a pastor, for pastoral counseling, if you've got something on your mind, if you have an issue that you need to talk to me about, you can inquire about pastoral counseling at our new toll-free number, which is 1-800-870-5601. That's 1-800-870-5601. That's our toll-free customer service number. You can ask about counseling, about fees, which are low cost, incidentally, about hours available. You can set up an appointment to chat with me, to chat by texting, to chat on the phone, or for email quotation. Call 1-800-870-5601. Leave behind the baggage of the past and move forward to joy. If you have a customer service question, call 1-800-870-5601.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.